Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you. Final hour here, hour number four on this Thanksgiving Eve 2022. Wednesday, November the 23rd, 2022, 15 and a half minutes past the hour. Joined in studio by George Kasotis, Linda Sims, and Bob Welsh. Do want to remind everybody, Adam the Computer Guy will be on when we go off today at 12:15. So don't miss that for love nor money. Well, Bob, it has come time for the pumpkin pie pizza. Inform the audience what we have here before we do the big taste test.
The pumpkin pie pizza contains couple types of cheese, pumpkin prepared in two different ways, sauteed and roasted, topped with some pistachio nuts and some dried cranberries. It's kind of maybe a side dish or a dessert type pizza. It's not overly sweet, but...
So people can make this in their home if they would like.
They could. I did. It's entirely possible. Maybe I can get you the recipe there, and you can put it up on the website or something like
that's
that.
That's right. Send us a self-addressed stamped envelope, and we'll get you the recipe for the pumpkin pie pizza. All right. Well, you know, it does look very good. It looks almost like, it looks very sprightly, like it would be sweet. Now, I don't know if I'll be taken in or not taken in by this. George, have you looked at your piece yet?
I'm had a bite of it, yeah.
All right, George, we'll take a bite on the air here and let us know. I didn't know George was going to cut in early before we got back on the air. He couldn't help himself. George, taking a bite of the pumpkin pie pizza.
Mm.
All right, George, what do you think? I'm going to let him chew it up here. See, I just did what I said I shouldn't do. Go to somebody while they're chewing.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things.
George didn't nibble. He went for the big bite.
All right, George, tell us about the good points and the bad points of the pumpkin pie pizza.
I'm trying to swallow.
He needs more fruit quake.
He needs more fruit quake Mountain Dew. Linda, have you sampled? We'll come back to George in a second.
Yes, I did.
All right, what did you make of the fruit or the pumpkin pie pizza?
Not bad. You know what I think it needs?
What's that?
A drizzle of vanilla frosting.
Now, is it sweet?
Nah, not too sweet. I didn't think so. Maybe
it wasn't intended to be sweet.
It's mild.
It's mild.
Now, does it taste like pumpkin pie in any way?
A little bit.
Okay. Now, would you serve this to your family?
The day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah. If I doctored it up, yeah.
There you go.
All right, George. What do you think of the pumpkin pie pizza?
I think it's great so far. I've tasted it. It's got all kinds of fruits on the top of it, especially raisins.
Dried cranberry. Dried cranberry. No, there are no raisins, but they call them craisins.
They're craisins.
Craisins, yes.
They're like dried cranberry.
Yes.
Well, George is going in again.
He likes it.
Yeah.
Forget the review. George is going in for another bite.
Well, that right there is a review.
What's the white thing here? Is that cheese?
That would be mozzarella there.
Mozzarella. The combination of the mozzarella, the cranberry, the craisins, and the pumpkin on the crust. It tastes good. It's a nice flavor. It's got like a fruity craisins, mozzarella, and pumpkins. It tastes good.
Maybe you have some of that fruit quake Mountain Dew still left in your
oh my
mouth.
God, I gotta have some right now.
Another dose of that fruit quake Mountain Dew. George will be up all night into Thanksgiving.
Hopefully in a good way.
Mountain Dew is full of of fruitness.
It's
did you want to try
pretty
that?
Heavy duty.
it's a heavy duty drink.
And there's cans over
the
there.
Fruit Quake Mountain Dew, which I will drink one on Friday morning. We'll let it age a little bit before I get into it on Friday morning. All right, George. So you're polishing off that Fruit Quake over there. And you got the pumpkin pie pizza, which George really... Okay, so George, on a reviewer's level, what scale of 1 to 10, where's the pumpkin pie pizza?
I won't be insulted.
I'd say a 5 or a 6.
5 or a 6, not bad. Now, where is the Fruit Quake Mountain Dew on a scale of 1 to 10?
This fruit cake dew with a blast of artificial fruitcake flavor. Wow. What? I'm a nut for fruitcake. Anyway, I like fruitcake. My wife has this little badge that she wears when she was teaching. It had an X on the fruit, on the name fruitcake. It was an X there on it. She doesn't like
fruitcake. I'm with her.
I know. She doesn't like fruitcake. But I love fruitcake. I'm a fruitcake nut.
So that beverage on a scale of 1 to 10 is where?
It's up there. I'd give it an 8.
An 8? Oh, my goodness gracious. Now, Linda, where would you put on a scale of 1 to 10 the Fruit Quake Mountain Dew? Not an 8.
No.
No, I don't really drink soda, and it is different. It would, for me, it would have to become an acquired taste, something I would, you know, drink more often, like sample it 2 or 3 times a week or something like that, you know. I think I'm kind of a picky eater, so I don't want to bash anything.
You want to be nice in the holidays.
Yes, of course.
Sure.
Yes.
Well, that's okay. And I'm going to try this now, so somebody's going to have to talk for a few minutes, or at least a minute, while I sample this. Is this a finger food, Bob, this pumpkin pie pizza?
Well, definitely. You don't need a spoon or fork.
You don't need
anything.
A utensil here or anything.
It holds up well with the crust and everything. And like I said, you know, we spent some time developing it. And
it was in the lab.
And I'm going to take Linda's suggestion and maybe look at some vanilla frosting or something, drizzle it on it. You know,
sugary topping.
I think that would add a little bit to the vanilla, the vanilla flavor.
Now, George, tell us while I eat this piece of fruit or pumpkin pie pizza. Excuse me. What are your memories of fruitcake over the years? Because we've had the fruitcake Quake Mountain Dew now. Why do you like the fruitcake? Because I'm not a fan.
Fruit. Come on, Scott. Fruit is good for you.
But that anise in there is what kills it. I'm okay with the fruit part.
So the good thing about fruitcake is there's probably 1,000 different recipes, and maybe 10% of them are good. The ones I enjoy don't have anise.
Do you think it's that high, 10?
10.
Maybe 5.
Maybe 5. But I prefer the ones with, you know, the candied cherries, you know, rum soaked and bourbon soaked, and some of the, you know, the various candied fruits.
I like
fruits.
The one with the bourbon.
Yeah. You know, good walnuts, you know, good flavorful walnuts, and they should be standing out rather than just kind of all blended in. I don't think that Claxton really made the 10% cut, but, you know, You want something where each of the individual components can really add to it and not be blended together into a bland log.
How did they become the fruitcake company, Claxton, the definitive brand?
Sometimes I think you just have to be out there manufacturing them. You know, they're overwhelming the world with them, and they become number one that way, apparently.
They are from Claxton, Georgia. Well, maybe that was Sarah out there.
Maybe.
Now, Sarah, she probably wants a Fruit Quake Mountain Dew. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say, give us a buzz. We've got another 45 minutes here. 740-751-40. That's not the number here. What number am I given? 740-383-9944. That's why nobody's calling, George.
They might be calling the Claxton Company.
Calling the Claxton Company. 740-383-9944. And nobody stopped me either. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz here on this Thanksgiving Eve 2022. I'm going to eat that. I'm going to get a bite in. So I'm go down the line here. Because a big part of Thanksgiving is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Now, George, and then Linda, and then Bob, what do you like about the parade?
colorful, very colorful. All of those big floats that go down the what street is that? Fifth Avenue?
I think it's Fifth.
Fifth Avenue?
Right into Herald Square.
Yeah, Herald Square, yeah, yeah. I know, I stayed in Herald Square one time back in the 50s. Anyway, the big balloons of all those big animals, mm-hmm. and is Mickey Mouse always in there?
Mickey Mouse.
I think so, yeah.
I always look for Bullwinkle.
Pluto and
just, and then the best thing is when the camera is on the kids on the side of the street, and they're all... They're just so happy, and a lot of times somebody from a float is throwing candy or something, and they're picking up candy, and it's just a very happy, wonderful thing for families to watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. It's a beautiful thing.
And what is it? Mother Goose is always in it every year. Go ahead, caller.
I just wanted to wish you all a happy Thanksgiving tomorrow.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to you. Do you have any big plans?
I'm cooking.
Oh, cook.
So today I'm cleaning the house. I've got all my onions and celery cut up. I made my cranberry sauce last night. And I've got my cornbread made. So just get the house clean today and get up tomorrow and get that turkey stuffed in the oven.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Have you enjoyed the show this morning?
Yes, what I have seen so far, yeah.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Oh, so you're watching it on Facebook Live?
Yeah, I just now found it.
Oh, good, good.
I was listening to it on the Roku, and then I found it here on Facebook.
Oh, perfect, perfect. Well, we're glad you're out there. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Happy Thanksgiving to our caller. Everybody, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. So nice. And anybody else wants to call in, we're down to 34 minutes. 740-383-9944. Hey, I got the number right that time. 740-383-9944. If you'd like to call in and even just say happy Thanksgiving. We like that. That's very nice that people are wishing us a happy Thanksgiving. Now, I did try this. I didn't take a big bite because I didn't want to get my mouth full and not be able to talk. But I will have to say I agree with Linda. This is actually very good, and it did taste like pumpkin pie to me. I just think it needs to be a tad sweeter. A tad sweeter, because I think if it were a tad sweeter, it would come off more as a dessert.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Great presentation, though. Great.
Oh, great presentation. Oh. It looks delicious.
Yes, it does.
And it's not bad. Go ahead, caller.
Hello. I would like to suggest instead of the vanilla or the icing on the, to put a little bit of pumpkin spice in the frosting that he's going to drizzle on that pumpkin pie pizza.
So you,
or maybe a little bit of cranberry drizzle.
So you're saying pumpkin spice drizzle or cranberry drizzle on top of it.
Yes.
That's very good. Have you been enjoying the show this morning?
Yes, I have.
Great, great. Well, are you watching on Facebook Live, or how are you listening to us?
With my Google.
Oh, Google. Hey, well, there you go. We're on the Internet. Well, happy Thanksgiving. Are you having a big celebration tomorrow?
Yes, I am.
Well, you don't sound very happy about it.
A lot of cooking, a lot of preparation.
Well, you have the best Thanksgiving, and thanks for and listen, on Friday morning we'll have the fruitcake pizza. My goodness.
I can't wait.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye-bye.
Best listeners in the world. Now, that's interesting. What do you make of that, George? Maybe a cranberry drizzle? I forgot what to do.
Well, the good thing about pizza is it's not locked into one thing. Pizza has dozens and dozens of toppings and variations, and so each of these could be a valid variation in itself. You know, I didn't think about a drizzle like that, but I think that would go well.
Boy, because it does taste like pumpkin pie.
And my initial take on it originally was it's not as sweet as pumpkin pie. And so I did add more honey to it, trying to up the sweetness level a little bit. But, you know, I can see where people might think it should be sweeter like pumpkin pie.
Go ahead, caller.
And my initial take on it.
Go ahead.
It's not as sweet as pumpkin pie.
Are you there, caller?
Hello.
Yeah.
Hang on just a second, please.
Yeah. Oh, no problem. Hey, Linda, if you want to turn that speaker up, you guys will be able to hear the callers over there. Can you hear them now?
No.
Is that knob up?
Hello.
All right. Go ahead, caller.
Excuse me. Whoa. Oh, no.
Well, if we all can hear him, that's scary. Man. Go ahead, caller.
Okay.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm on the air. Okay.
You're on. Can you hear?
Hello, everybody. This is Eric Davis. I've been listening to the program.
Oh! Wait a second. Hold on. Stay there. Stay with us.
No, not on the air yet.
No, we're on. It's just George twisted the knob there. Go ahead. Now go ahead. You're on.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. My name's Eric Davis. Been listening to the show here, and wanted to say hello to everybody, and happy Thanksgiving. We appreciate what you do, Scott, with these great programming that you have, and it's good to hear my friend George Kasotis on the radio.
Rick, I love you, buddy.
Well, I think you got big Thanksgiving plans?
Yeah, we're having a private, Darlene and I are having a private little dinner on Thanksgiving Day. And then on Black Friday, it's like the whole family is invading, and we're going to have a Tubby's Pizza Party.
Oh, beautiful. Well, you're going to tune...
Black Friday, we'll have about 11 or 12 people here in the house.
Beautiful, beautiful.
And probably some Thanksgiving leftovers from the day before, plus Tubby's Pizza, and there's going to be plenty of calories adding up for everybody.
Hey, that was nothing wrong.
It'll be a good time, and then Saturday, probably watch the Buckeyes beat Michigan.
Well, you know, Buckeye.
I don't know about Sunday.
Well, you know,
yeah,
but
my son Dylan is singing in the Messiah at Epworth Church at 7 p.m. Sunday.
Oh, beautiful!
That's free, and it's a terrific concert every year. And I'm proud to say that my son Dylan has, this will be the third straight year he'll be singing the lead tenor part.
Well, that's a great, great event and free to the public, and everybody should go hear it because he is a very, very, very talented person.
Tell us about Dylan going to New York, Rick.
Well, he's going to be heading there. He and his girlfriend Catherine are here this weekend with us, and they're not here right now. They're going to spend a day in Athens with my son Danny and his wife Laurel, and I think next Monday they're heading back to Shreveport, Louisiana, where Dylan is sings with the opera company there, and then he's going to fly to New York sometime next week. He's already got an apartment lined up, and he's just going to get ready for the to sing in the New York Metropolitan Opera. He's going to be in the chorus for an opera by Wagner called Lohengrin. And I'm not familiar with the work myself, but I'm sure it'll be a great production.
And
the
again,
dog you hear barking is Dylan's and Catherine's dog. Dog sitting.
So Sunday night at 7 p.m. at Epworth is the Messiah, and it's free here in Marion.
That's right.
Perfect.
They may have like a donation plate that they pass around, but it's free, and you know, I strongly urge all of Dylan's friends in Marion to come and attend that, because that's kind of his way of giving back a little bit to the community that spawned him. You know,
well, and it's a beautiful.
So many great people here that helped Dylan and Danny both when they were starting out in music and music theater and things like that.
Now, Rick used to be the sports editor for the Marion Star.
I remember. Now, so I gotta ask you. Buckeye guy gave us the prediction earlier. OSU 35, Michigan 17. What's your prediction?
Well, I don't know if I want to give a score. I think I'm not very good at guessing scores, but I think that it all depends on which Buckeye team shows up. You know, they certainly have plenty of motivation after last year's loss and all the bragging and stuff that the Wolverines and their coach were doing afterwards, and you know, and they made that one of their coaches made the statement that Ohio State is a finesse team, but they're not as tough as us. And I think the Buckeyes are going to be very anxiously intent on showing the Wolverines how tough they are. And if they do that and they come out focused, I think they'll prevail.
I think you're right. Well, I'm so glad you called in. I'm so glad you're enjoying the programming. Hopefully you'll be able to listen Friday morning when we have the fruitcake pizza. That should be a whole episode in and of itself. But happy Thanksgiving to your family, and hopefully we'll see you Sunday at the Messiah.
Same to you, Scott. Thanks so much, and God bless everyone.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Rick. Thanks, buddy.
And happy Christmas and New Year coming up, too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's a wonderful call. Eric was a great, great sports editor at the Marion Star. He really was on the beat, George.
Yes, he was.
Good guy. And his son, Dylan, very, very, very talented individual.
Oh, my God.
So if you can get out Sunday night, 7 p.m. over to Epworth, freebie, and see the Messiah, you want a way to ring in the holiday season. That's the way to do it.
He sings, Dylan will sing solos in that Messiah. Oh.
It's tremendous.
It is.
Now, can you still hear George after that episode we had? Because I think my eardrum blew out of my head at that point. That was very interesting.
Well, we both did it. Linda
Wait,
did one.
You both did one. I don't. You were trying to deafen us. I don't know what was going on. Bob, can you hear? You didn't have headphones on like I did. I really got it in the ear.
Did you?
Yeah, I really got to hear that squeak.
What?
What'd you say, Bob? Well, I can't hear you right now.
It took me by surprise there, but I've recovered.
Yeah, but you wear the headphones next time.
All right.
All right. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you'd like to call in and say hello, anything on your mind. If the line's ringing busy, by the way, it just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying in. 740-383-9944. And don't forget, we will not be on live tomorrow, but there will be repeats on. So if you're in the kitchen playing around in the morning, getting ready for Thanksgiving, tune us in. You can hear what's going on, what replays will be on tomorrow morning. And, of course, this is the time slot normally occupied by Voice of the People with Linda Sims, but she graciously gave us this time today for our big Thanksgiving celebration. But she's on every Wednesday and Thursday from 10:15 until 12 noon, and then joins me on Friday from 11:15 until 1. So we always have a great time here at this station, and that's the important thing. And George is a frequent guest. George is going to be on Linda's show coming up in the near future. George is usually on with me once a month. He always comes back at Christmas because he's got a hat that we all love. Christmas hat?
Yeah, that Christmas hat.
Going to be a lot of fun. Fruitcake toss coming up on the 15th. Bob will be back Friday. Bob, give everybody a little bit of insight into the fruitcake pizza, because I don't know if we haven't talked ingredients.
No, we haven't. You'll have a lot of your standard ingredients in a fruitcake. You know, the candied appropriately soaked fruit, cherries, green and red. I said, no pineapple, but there'll be a little bit of pineapple in it.
What did you say you soaked the fruit in?
Sounds tasty, doesn't it, Linda?
Well,
sounds delicious.
It's soaked in rum, but like George's idea to soak it in bourbon, so maybe next year we'll have a bourbon one. We'll see how it goes first off. Maybe next year I won't be invited back.
Oh, no chance of that. We love these specialty pizzas. But this I never thought would turn out this well. I would have to say, I know Glenn really liked the stuffing in the Tur pizza. And what other specialty pizza have we had? What am I forgetting?
Think that's it. I mean,
was it just the Tur pizza?
We did a number of different varieties of pizza, pepperoni and peppers and supremes and so forth, but nothing.
Well, just presentation wise, this is the best. It looks good, and it actually does taste like what it should taste like, pumpkin pie. It's just, you know what would go good on this is a dollop of whipped cream.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would open it up a little bit, a little sugar. Even though there's no sugar in Cool Whip, but it would be, give it that sweet taste.
Yes. I feel like I'm on MasterChef with Gordon Ramsay. All right.
Yeah, you didn't realize we were going to be so tough. Such tough. What do you? I was going to ask you, George. What do you think of the putting something sweet on top of here?
Like a vanilla drizzle icing.
Or cranberry drizzle, or
cranberry would be good. I like cranberry.
So? Now, how would you make a cranberry dessert drizzle?
Make it syrupy. That's all. Mm-hmm. A drizzle of syrup.
But what do you put sugar in with the cranberry mix it all up and then just dry. Well, that could be good, Bob.
Yeah.
I like cranberries.
You can put powdered sugar.
Yeah.
Powdered sugar.
These are all good suggestions, and I will be incorporating them.
Well, because the pizza crust actually does taste like pie crust. Mm-hmm. Very similar. Mm-hmm. And the pizza, or the pumpkin, tastes like pumpkin pie. So it's very pumpkin pie-ish. Just it's not got that sweet taste that a pumpkin pie would have. Did you put any allspice in this?
No. A little bit of sage, cinnamon, nutmeg, but no allspice.
Okay, well, it's good. Then it's got the proper spices in it. That's very good. So the fruitcake pizza has been rummed up.
Rummed up.
That'll be good. And
it'll be good. I mean, so if Glenn's out there, he may want to show up on...
Glenn will come rolling, and he likes anything with a little
rolling
alcohol.
Rolling in and rolling out.
Golly. It's a happening. 20 minutes left. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there, and I hope that everybody's enjoying themselves this morning. Adam the Computer Guy today at 12:15, and again, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. So Ohio State, Michigan, Buckeye Guys official prediction came down this morning. 35-17, OSU. I don't know. I didn't want to say this in front of Buckeye Guy, but I think Michigan might win. I know that's unpopular, and I went to Ohio State, but I think they could win.
It could go either way, really.
There's always that possibility out there, but I think OSU is going to be more aggressive this year. And like I said, I think they've got a lot better defense, and that's going to make the difference. Now, I think it'll be closer than 35-17.
See, Michigan, to me, as of late, has come harder to that game than Ohio State has. It's been very clear to me, especially when they won last year, because they shouldn't have won, because they didn't have the better record, and they came and they won. And so I get the feeling that Michigan is no pushover this year.
Well, they had a tough time with Illinois.
They did. But we had a difficult time with a few teams. Yeah, yeah. Notre Dame, which I did not think would happen.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just...
We just hope that there's not going to be any injuries, because if there's an injury, if one of the quarterbacks get injured or something, you don't know.
Well,
never
true.
Can tell.
That's true. The game could start, and if star player's injured, then you're really up the creek.
Right.
But how much do we place on the coach? I've been shocked in the last week of all the backlash that Ryan Day got after that game last week. Boy, people have been all over him this
week.
But
you don't think about it, but... Because of this game, they're going to be hitting as hard as they can, and somebody could get injured. I think somebody's going to get injured because they're going to play their hearts out, and they're going to play tough and strong.
Why do you think? You think it's because Ohio State has been in the limelight so often the last 20 years that Michigan really feels they could have to come in and cream them during the last game?
Well, I think losing 12 years in a row there, so that you no longer have a body of students that remember winning, you know, has fired them up. And you know, I think they have a certain edge there. But I think being home this year and so much on the line, I think the Buckeyes will come back and repay for last year's loss.
I don't know. I just have this bad feeling that Michigan is going to win because I think they've got a little taste last year.
Is that one guy that's injured, Smith and the Jigba? Is he going to play? I don't know.
You know, I haven't heard that. He's not going to play.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Probably not.
Yeah. Well, that's not good.
He's out?
Apparently, yeah.
Well, there's trouble already there on the site there, George.
Well, there's still a couple of good... there's still a couple of good receivers, but he was one of the best.
I don't know. We'll see what happens. You know, I hope they win. If they win, I know people will be partying like crazy on Saturday night. But if they lose, ooh, there's going to be a lot. You know,
tear up Columbus.
Oh, they did. They used to knock the place over when people would lose. Why do people do that? They trash their own school. It's not like they're on the campus of the other school. Why do they do that?
I don't know. You think the ticket prices would be high enough they would take care of it.
They didn't do that back in the 40s, did they, George?
No, not at all.
Riots like that.
We lost.
Woody Hayes would crack heads.
Oh, yeah.
Paul Brown would crack heads.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where the ticket prices, What is it now? Approaching like $500 for just any seat to this game.
Really?
That's what I heard.
That's a lot.
$500?
$500.
I haven't heard that.
People are saying, you know, do I want to go to the game and enjoy the game, or do I want to make some money for the holiday season? Would you sell tickets if you had them, Bob?
For this game, probably not. For some of the other games, maybe. But this game, you need to see it.
George, if you can make a grand off tickets, would you sell them?
I probably would, because, number one, at 90 years old, my hearing is really touchy, and that is really noisy for me. So I don't think I want to be in the stadium, because that's going to be loud. That is going to be loud.
At my age, after that episode with you and Linda earlier, I can't hear anymore. So I have to stay home and watch the Buckeye game. I would sell them, because I can sit at home and watch it. I don't need to go down there and pay $100 to park and traipse across the field in the cold and go up in the and you can't see anything up there. You need binoculars and all this sort of thing. I mean, it's an episode to go to an Ohio State game. I never have understood that.
An event.
Yeah, I understand that. I get that. I get that it's an event, but then you're sitting next to somebody who's, you know, tight in the seat, and you can't get comfortable there, and then you have to go to the restroom, and you got to go 50 feet to the... Oh, it's just... Stay at home.
How much is a beer?
Oh. How much is a hot dog now? Hot dogs used to be $1.
No, it's $20.
$20 for a hot dog. You're not going to get a pumpkin pie pizza down there, that's
no,
for sure.
Won't. No, you won't.
A can of that Fruit Quake Mountain Dew, you'd have to mortgage your house just to get one of those down there. And
probably.
So I don't know. I hope they win. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying I want Ohio State to lose. I want them to win. But if I'm giving an honest-to-goodness prediction, I think Michigan's got the upper hand here. They got the momentum. They're coming into Ohio State. What better way to beat Ohio State than in their own backyard? Ohio State has the hurt player. Ryan Day has got pressure on him galore, and a lot of people choke when they have all that pressure on them. I don't know. And they haven't been playing good in the first half.
Something is wrong. I can still remember Baker Mayfield running around with that flag. Remember Oklahoma? Oh. Baker Mayfield was running around with that flag and going,
"Hey!" I don't know. You see, if Ohio State can score in the first half well, then maybe they'll win. But if they don't score like they have not scored the last few weeks in the first half, I think Michigan will win it. We hope. We'll see. We hope Ohio State wins. 35-17 is a Buckeye guy's prediction. Now, tomorrow's Thanksgiving. George, you eat late. What time are you eating tomorrow, Linda?
Between 3 and 4.
3 and 4, Bob?
Probably around the 3 o'clock hour.
You know, people don't eat at noon anymore. It used to be noon.
Really?
I don't recall noon because it takes so long to cook the turkey. But, yeah, always usually in mid-afternoon. That way you can have time for seconds later on.
People don't really baste the turkey anymore. You know, they put them in those bags and just off they go. Yep. It's a whole different thing.
It is.
Now, you don't do it that way, do you, George?
No.
You still get the baster out.
Yeah.
How often do you baste the turkey?
A continuation throughout the cooking.
Well, I mean, when you open up the oven, don't you end up letting all the heat out?
And I don't open it that long.
Just enough to baste it.
Yeah.
740-383-9944. We've got about 10 minutes left if you have anything to say on this Thanksgiving spectacular. 740-383-9944. George Kasotis, Linda Sims, Bob Welsh. And don't forget the big fruitcake toss on December 15th at 7 p.m. The induction into the Upper Crust Society of George Kasotis, Mary Ellen Withrow, and Buckeye Guy on that night among 35 people at this point throwing Claxton fruitcakes. Boy, that's going to be just the event of the season. Now, George, what do you make of throwing a fruitcake? An old Claxton.
I don't know if my arm can work that good.
70 feet is the mark.
I know. That young kid did that.
A young kid did that. And I still don't know, because the only rules we have are you cannot run. You have to stand in place. You have to stand on the line. and you have to underhand it. You can't put any, you know, special whips on it or anything. No overhand. It has to be an one underhand toss.
Can I turn around back and throw it this way?
No, no, you can't over the back it. No, that's like Santa Claus in his bag.
Yeah.
Over the back.
Yeah.
You know, people try, though, to cheat. And we have to disqualify them. And I don't like disqualifying people at the holidays, but we'll do it.
But we don't want any fruitcake scandals, I mean.
No! You know how they try to, like a bowling ball, they try to put a spin on it or something. Can't do that.
Next thing you know, it'll be the cork in the fruitcake there.
No, and Mary Ellen will throw them right out. She's the official
judge
that night, absolutely. Who better to have as a judge?
Stakes are high, though.
Oh, they are. You know, bragging rights are big
yes.
for this particular event. And tell people, Bob, about the plaque.
This year will be the first year that we have plaques. My son is 3D printing some fruitcakes to go on the plaque, but it'll be a special thing to receive. They're going to enjoy it.
I think so. I think it's going to be a fest. And remember, you also get a Claxton fruitcake. You get a certificate saying you are the champion. And you'll get dinner somewhere that night. Could be a pizza. Could be dinner at some... It'll be dinner somewhere.
With fruitcake for dessert.
Fruitcake for dessert. I don't know why you'd want it, but we do give it away as a prize on fruitcake toss night. And remember, all those people involved, every mayor in Marion since 1992 will be involved in the fruitcake toss that night. When's the last time you think those guys have been together?
And maybe some future mayors. You never know.
And the sheriff. And who else do we got? We got people from the fire department, Police Chief Deem. We've got Sheriff Bales. We've got Lieutenant Brown from the police department. We've got Buckeye Guy will be back that night. Unbelievable. He'll be here. Of course, last year's champion, Don O'Bower. Our first champion, Ralph Thacker. Judge Edwards. Mayor Schertzer. Mayor Kellogg. George, whole cacophony of people that night here. Everybody involved at the station will be here. Bob will be here. His wife will be here. It's going to be a big event. Glenn will be here, probably drunk, as he always is. Glenn tipping the bottle. George, I don't know what it is.
Oh, well.
You better stay away from Glenn that night, George, because if you get close to his breath, you can pass out.
I was close to his breath during the presidential dinner.
Oh, how was that?
He was one of the presidents.
He was James Buchanan, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Buchanan.
Yeah.
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 The bachelor president.
Wasn't he the president, yeah, who was thought to be...
James Buchanan was a drunk, wasn't he?
he got married after his administration, I believe.
No, but wasn't the rumor that he was...
Inoxiated?
that he was,
It's not a bad word. I mean, I'm just trying... I don't want to condemn a president here.
Are you saying drunk?
No, not drunk. I'm saying that he was, possibly, people believed in his day, that he was gay.
Oh.
Yeah, I think. Am I wrong about this, Bob?
I've heard that rumor.
Okay, I'm glad I'm not the only one.
No, you know. He's what?
Gay. Well, that he was gay.
Well, you know, I compliment you for transforming the WWGH chopper into a Doc Brown time machine and going back and interviewing Warren G. Harding and Florence. And so maybe you can go just a little bit further and interview James Buchanan at some point.
Oh, my goodness. Bring James in here. I don't know, but that is the rumor that he was gay. Now, I don't know if anybody asked him if he was gay at that presidential dinner.
They will this year.
Yeah, they will this year. Time to bring it up now.
Well, Glenn wasn't gay. Buchanan was gay.
Well, you never know. He is married.
But Buchanan was gay.
Well, I don't know. That's the question, George. I really don't know, but there was rumors that he was gay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he could have been. Why were those rumors there, Bob? Because he wasn't married, right?
I think those rumors are more modern day than past. Because I do read a lot of history, and I've never heard anything up until just a couple of years ago that belief was out there. You know, so.
But I mean, so what if he was, I guess? I mean, at this point.
At this point, it doesn't matter.
And no, he's dead.
And it doesn't really matter too much.
Well, what makes a difference? Warren G. had a couple of girlfriends. So.
That's right. I mean, it's just all in the, you know.
And one of them came into my restaurant.
Oh, that's true.
You remember?
Carrie.
Carrie Phillips.
Absolutely.
Carrie.
And you said she was a looker.
Huh?
She said she was a looker. She looked good.
Oh, my God. You ought to have seen the dress she had on. Ugh. Sherry Phillips, even though the Phillips the Euler Phillips department store, they were the number one department store in Central Ohio at that time. People used to come from all over Ohio to go to just to go to the Phillips, Euler Phillips. Okay. And the major, the guy that, the money.
Yeah, she had some money.
And the manager of the store was the best dressed guy in Marion. He brought her to my restaurant for lunch one day. And everybody is eating, and when she walked in the door, everybody's went,
mouth dropped.
The mouth open.
Because she was a good-looking woman.
Oh, wow. That's probably why Warren kind of tripped her.
Yeah.
Tried to trip her and get on the floor before she did.
Now, did Nan Britton ever come into your restaurant?
No. No. I never saw Nan.
Now, you know, she had some relationships with the president as well that plopped up a child.
Yeah, those things happen.
Yeah, that's just the way it goes.
That's
you know,
the way it goes. First your money, then your clothes.
Yeah. There you go. So you got President Harding who fooled around, but you know a lot of them have done that. And then you got James Buchanan who possibly could have been part of the same-sex...
Right,
He could have been LGBTQ before there was such a thing.
Right, right.
Very interesting, Bob, history, isn't it?
It is. I mean, history is so fascinating. I don't think you really need any fictional books, you know, because, you know, the truth is always more outstanding than anything that people can dream up.
I think it's interesting that they picked Glenn Coble to play that particular president.
I don't know.
We'll drag Glenn in here one
day. Well, they said he favored him a lot.
Oh, really? I didn't?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Oh, you had Fred Malone on not too long
ago.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. That was a good show. Yeah. Well, maybe. I don't know. But God bless them, and may they go in peace. They're on to their reward now.
Yes.
Oh, right.
Absolutely.
Not Glenn, the other one.
No, not Glenn. Glenn hasn't went on to his reward yet, but if he keeps drinking like that, you never know. So that'll be the fruitcake toss. And, you know, George, did you hear last year that when Glenn showed up to the fruitcake toss, there was a lady out here he didn't know? Who had a cup of something, alcoholic beverage, and he just started drinking it. You don't do that.
No.
You don't drink something somebody just hands you outside.
No.
Well, he's nuts.
He's goofy.
He is, and he started bobbing and weaving. he almost threw that fruitcake as crooked as Adam did when he got out there and tossed that thing. What a spin Adam put on that fruitcake. It went backwards. He lost footage when he threw it.
He brought life to the party.
And 35 people so far this year. And that's not to count the crowd that will be out there.
Whoa.
There is a crowd. Remember we had a crowd last year. Pretty decent-sized crowd out. We really shut Prospect Street down on that night. Big, big night. Well, we're down to the final 3 minutes here. It's been a tremendous amount of fun. And, Bob, we always thank you for coming in. And I'll see you again on Friday with the fruitcake pizza and the topping of the WGH Christmas tree.
Keep our fingers crossed on that.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting when we put that tree up tonight to see if that cake has molded or the crust is molded. Now, and Linda, you'll be back Friday.
Possibly.
Yes. We hope.
Yes.
So you'll be here for the end of the program Friday. And George, you're going to have a great Thanksgiving.
Oh, great Thanksgiving.
And spend it with your family.
Oh, Joanne and Chris and I will have a great dinner. And Louise will be with us, too.
Oh, Mrs. Vance.
Yeah.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Now, she was a teacher in the schools for many years.
Yeah, her and Joanne taught together.
That's nice.
They came both from Bluffton.
Oh, I did not know that.
They were both graduates of Bluffton College.
So with 2 minutes left to go, Linda, what kind of Thanksgiving message do you have for our audience?
Just remember to be thankful and love one another.
Bob, what do you think?
I go along with that. I mean, Thanksgiving is one of those great holidays that doesn't have any religious ties, so you don't have to argue about this or that. It's a time for family and to be thankful and appreciate all that we have to offer in this country and around the world.
No gifts.
No gifts.
Don't have to wrap anything. George?
The Greek Orthodox religion has three holies. I would like to say, Holy God, Holy Almighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy upon us.
very, very nice.
Very good.
And in our final minute today, I want to thank you, the audience, who stick with us all year round, and everybody who called in today. We couldn't do this without you, and we're so glad to have you out there all the time. Of course, you can listen at WWGH1071.com. You can download the free TuneIn app on any mobile device, smart TV, laptop, cell phone, whatever you got, and listen live. The archives are on the website. We thank Adam for doing that. And, of course, we give thanks to our entire staff here of Terry Tackett and Sean Kraft and Angie Evers and Adam and Linda. And, boy, I'm not dropping anybody out here, am I? Oh, my! Well, I'm here. Yeah, I'm here from time to time. And Pastor Whitaker and the Trinity Baptist Church and all people who participate. And, of course, our friends like Mary Ellen Withrow and George Kasotis and Bob Welsh. It is a wonderful, wonderful thing. We will not be on tomorrow, so tune in, listen to the repeats, but we will not be live tomorrow, but we will be back Friday morning starting at 8:15 a.m. to kick off the holiday season with the fruit cake pizza, the topping of the WGH Christmas tree, and all kinds of fun. Happy Thanksgiving. Scott Happy Spears Thanksgiving. Heading to the dugout.
Radio LP 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. From broadcasting legends Charlie Evers and Mary Ann Michaels.
Alexander Hamilton is going off the $10 bill in 5 years. So long, Alexander. And he is going to put a woman on mayor on 2020 on the $10 bill. And this summer they are going to poll people.